Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Now, 2 years ago, Ash Mair was awarded the title MasterChef in the competition for professional chefs. He's originally from Tasmania, but his partner is Spanish from the Basque Country, and his food is inspired by her. Today, he demonstrates how to cook the perfect paella, which, Ash, I think I'm not pronouncing correctly.
Paella.
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 OK.
It's the pronunciation.
Is it OK if I carry on saying paella, because it's so familiar to me? Your book is My Basque Cuisine, A Love Affair with Spanish Cooking. What is it about that cuisine that so inspires you, apart from your partner?
I find it amazing, actually. The Basque food is so... It's such a tradition. The Basque culture is very deeply rooted in food and cuisine. And it amazed me the first time I visited the Basque Country, and I knew a lot about Spanish food when I first headed over there. And through my girlfriend, who's Basque, she introduced me to the culture, and the culture in the Basque Country is very deeply rooted with gastronomy, food, small agriculture, and I just fell in love with it.
But what distinguishes the Basque from the Spanish?
The Basque Country's very coastal, so there's a lot of seafood in the food, which is like through a lot of Spain, but there's sort of, because the borders and actually part of the Basque Country does cross over into France, there's a lot of influences from France as well, so it is a bit different. It's sort of a best of both worlds, Spanish and French.
Now you've got something sizzling over there. How do we start the paella?
Yeah, we start off cooking the paella. Start off just finely diced onion in a paella pan, and you can just use a frying pan if you don't have a traditional paella pan. It's not a problem at all. I actually like to finish this in the oven. It makes it a bit easier to cook at home. So obviously you need a oven-safe pan to put it in. But any sort of large-bottomed flat pan is perfect for it. So just start off with the onion.
And then what?
And then I add a mixture called sofrito. And this is sort of, it's almost like a Spanish version of a tomato puree. And it's a really strong reduction of sautéed onions, pepper and garlic, and I cook it for about an hour or so until it's very jam-like, and then you mix it into the base of a lot of different recipes. It's a sort of a starting point all through Spain. They'll have different recipes for sofrito in different areas, but a huge amount of dishes actually implement sofrito. So,
you also make a stock with prawn shells and heads.
I actually start off with a fish stock, so it's very strong. And then when I buy any dish that I use prawns in, I always keep the heads because they're completely full of flavour. Like, it's not uncommon in Spain. You see the Spanish eating prawns, and they'll usually, more often than not, squeeze the heads out and actually eat the heads. And sort of, it's a bit weird in other countries, but We like it there. They like it there. So
you just boil them up in a fish stock that you've already made?
Pretty much, for about 15, 20 minutes. And then the colour and the flavour comes out. So
once you've got through this stage of doing the onions and the sofrito, what happens next?
I add the rice to it and then sauté that off a bit.
So the rice, do you pre-cook that? Or?
No, the rice is actually, it's a special bomba rice. You don't need to wash it or anything, which you do with other rices sometimes. And you add it in, and it's from Murcia in Spain, the bomba rice, and it absorbs a lot of liquid, like a lot more liquid than any other types of rice, and it sort of expands, it won't burst. It's not very starchy, so it won't stick together either. And you can cook it a lot and it won't stick together.
It is also quite an expensive rice. Would any cheaper rice do the job or not?
Yeah, because the bomba rice is sort of grown in smaller amounts than a lot of other rices, it can be expensive, but you can use... Arborio rice is acceptable. I just advise to wash it before it goes into the pan, just to wash out some of the starch, because it'll make the paella quite gluggy at the end if you don't wash that starch out.
But the bomba can go in just as it is.
The bomba's fine, just goes straight in. So
okay, now you're putting the stock.
And then basically just add the stock to the rice and the sofrito mixture, and then bring it to a boil. Give it a a stiff boil for a couple of minutes and then sort of turn it down to a simmer, and then it'll basically take about 12 to 14 minutes to cook, and like it'll absorb all of the liquid, and then you just cover it with a tea towel or some foil for about 5 minutes before you eat it, just to let the rice settle and the flavours to come together.
Hang on, we haven't put the fish in yet, have we? When do we put the
You actually put the fish right at the end, because it's you don't want to overcook them, and prawns take about 2 minutes to cook at the end. So you can basically put them in and cover it, and they'll be ready by the time you serve the dish.
So they're but you put it in the oven, don't you?
I finish it on the top in the oven because it cooks a bit evener.
And is that after you've put the fish on?
Yes, but you don't have to. You can finish it on the stovetop, and that's okay.
So. All right. Well, whilst that continues, I'm going to try some of the one you made earlier, which I hope your assistant over there is going to pass me a bit of. And while she passes that over, what impact has winning MasterChef The Professionals had on your career?
It's made me very busy, and it also gave me the opportunity to get my first book, My Basque Cuisine, released, which was something I was sort of working on for quite a while before I actually went on MasterChef. And so it was fantastic to be able to get the book out. And I've been also working on getting a restaurant open in London, and hopefully we'll be opening by the summer. So I've been very, very busy organising and doing a few other bits and pieces, demonstrations, working with the BBC on the Good Food Show, and sort of work private jobs, bits and pieces.
I've just managed to throw some very fishy rice all over myself. But the flavour of that is absolutely delicious. And it's just rice, and it's got the prawns very prettily arranged around it. And then what's this here?
That's fennel, which is sort of a classic accompaniment to go with prawns. I wouldn't say it's traditional in Spain to have fennel in the paella, but it's just sort of an addition I've made of sort of like, obviously added some of my own touches to some of the recipes in my book.
You can taste the flavour of it into the rice.
Yeah, it works fantastically.
It is delicious. And what's the herb that you've scattered all over to make it look really pretty?
The fennel fronds. So, like, I like to use every part of the vegetable or fish, whatever I'm using ingredients-wise, and the fronds are a fantastic herb to garnish, and the flavour's great as well.
Well, that is really very, very good. Just very briefly, is doing MasterChef The Professional as scary as we all think it is?
Yeah, it can be scary. The first couple of days in the studio is quite scary. You're in a new environment, like you're very, very used to cooking in your own environment, and then you're thrown into a studio and you've got cameras in your face and everyone watching you, and you're sort of being judged on what you're doing, and you've got Michelle Roux looking over your shoulder. So it is daunting, but as sort of you progress in the competition, you become more comfortable in the studio and with your cooking as well.
Ash Mair, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.